Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Climate change is real. It is here. The extreme weather and disasters like these wildfires, thousands of miles away, land right here in our great city and impact our health.
New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan is urging residents to limit their outdoor activity as smoke from Canadian wildfires blankets the U.S. East Coast and parts of the Midwest. Millions of Americans are being warned about the dangers of fine particulate matter in the air. The FAA has paused or slowed flights bound for New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. due to limited visibility. Activists in Atlanta say they'll force a referendum to allow voters to decide whether the construction of a proposed police training center should proceed. Atlanta resident Rukia Rogers says city leaders are ignoring overwhelming public opposition.
The project to build Cop City is not only morally corrupt, it is the epitome of injustice.
The project was approved by the Atlanta City Council Tuesday. Organizers need to gather the signatures of more than 70,000 Atlanta voters over 60 days once the city clerk approves their petition. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has signed a law banning gender-affirming care for minors and adults receiving Medicaid. Parson had threatened a special legislative session if the measure did not pass. Republican State Senator Holly Thompson Redder tells NBC too many transgender adults are regretting their decisions as minors.
Their brain was not fully developed. They didn't have the full understanding. And once they became an adult, they realized that's not how I felt.
Studies show roughly 1% of transgender adults express regret. The law is set to expire in 2027 as part of a Republican compromise with Senate Democrats. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced the creation of a faith-based shelter program to help the more than 46,000 asylum seekers currently under the city's care.
Would expand the amount of emergency shelter available to asylum seekers, helping to ease the strain on New York City's existing shelter system.
Adams says the influx of migrants has created a dire situation in the city, and he'll consider using his official mayoral residence to shelter a family. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is asking for more time to file annual financial disclosures, following criticism he failed to report luxury trips and real estate deals with a Republican megadonor. Democratic lawmakers say the discrepancies show the need to expand the size of the court and create a stronger code of ethics. And a new poll finds about half of Republicans oppose book bans in schools and libraries, despite the efforts of GOP lawmakers nationwide working to restrict materials being taught in classrooms. Nearly 1,500 book bans were implemented in the first half of the current school year, according to PEN America. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.